Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin Price. It is a beautiful afternoon here. Really, nice looking. I know a little bit of showers being reported over in Gulf Breeze, the Midway area over there, getting some rain showers. So that means 98's wet. Drive safe. Watch your braking distance. And let's go ahead and dive into the top three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, a new investor coming to Community Maritime Park. Her name is Diane Hendricks. Forbes considers her the richest self-made woman with a net worth of $22.3 billion and ranked the world's 96th richest person. She will become a co-owner, co-developer of the planned $200 million Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and Rhythms Lofts apartment development over at CMP.
And Mayor Reeves postponed tonight's public discussion on renovations to the Fricker Center. The delay comes after concerns surfaced about the gentrification of historically black neighborhoods. The share of Pensacola residents who identify only as black has fallen from 30% back in 2000 to just 21% this year. The meeting has been rescheduled at the center on August 13th.
Okay, the third story we're following. More leadership changes are underway over at UWF. University officials confirm Susan Wolf, who served as UWF's general counsel since 2021, no longer employed at the university. Wolf provided legal guidance and counsel in executive and policy decision-making and was a member of the UWF Presidential Senior Leadership Group. No other details have been released on Wolf's departure.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we got time to squeeze a couple of these in here. Florida officials say a man has been detained after allegedly traveling across the entire state stealing Smokey Bear signs from state forests. The Commissioner of Agriculture, Wilton Simpson, says that the suspect was selling the signs on Facebook Marketplace for $1,900 a pop. Signs were stolen from parks in Orlando, Panama City, and even Pensacola. Photos posted online show Smokey Bear participating in the arrest personally.
Okay, we've learned a little bit more about the tense standoff between a domestic violence shooting suspect and Pensacola police officers. If you remember, that happened last weekend. For the latest update, as we advance the story, here's PPD's Mike Wood.
It started as a domestic violence issue involving an elderly couple. The husband shot the female in the head, but she was able to run from the house and call 911 and get officers over there. The initial officers that arrived were unable to make contact with the man that was still inside the house, who refused to obey commands, so the SWAT team was called out.
Well, Wood says the domestic violence issue, very difficult to stop because it happens inside the four walls of a home. 515. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Our worst looking spot, without a doubt, Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, there was an accident reported there last hour, and it looks like it hasn't really lessened. If anything, it's worsened. Also got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, heading towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North ramp. We now have backups bleeding onto that ramp and onto I-110 North. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 80 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances over the course of the next few days. It's going to hurt your highs a bit. Friday's is 93, Saturday's 92. And Sunday is currently projected to just be 90.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the famous wildfire prevention mascot took on a new role as law enforcement agent, helping to arrest a suspect here in Florida. You know who we're talking about, don't you?
Yeah, because we just were.
Smokey the Bear.
Police officers with Florida's Agriculture Department had been tracking a suspect they say was stealing wildfire warning signs featuring the image of Smokey the Bear from Florida state parks and selling them on the black market for thousands of dollars. When police showed up to arrest the suspected thief, they showed up with a person in a Smokey the Bear costume.
He's known throughout the United States. Who goes and steals an image of Smokey Bear and then tries to profit off of that?
Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson. The suspect has yet to be identified, but will face a slew of charges. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And since we're talking about recognizable mascots and controversial ties to Florida, Tallahassee police and Chuck E. Cheese appear to be on good terms again. The company CEO showed up at TPD headquarters yesterday after officers arrested a man in a Chuck E. Cheese costume last week. You may remember us talking about that. Kids watched as the man was handcuffed and images of the arrest spread online. Chuck E. Cheese CEO David McKillips says what happened last week was disappointing for many kids and families, and he decided to shake hands with officers, turn the page, and invite them to a special event at Chuck E. Cheese.
Every time I hear that story, I always think about South Park. They killed Kenny. All right, 517. News Radio 92.3. Florida is set to break an execution record in just a few minutes. Carmen Roberts has details from Stuart, Florida.
Florida plans to execute former Air Force Sergeant Edward Zakshevsky for a crime that shocked North Florida, the 1994 machete murder of his wife and two children. The execution of the 60-year-old would be Florida's ninth this year, a record for the state, and one that puts Florida on track to outpace Texas for the first time since 1984. Governor Ron DeSantis said earlier, "There are some crimes that are so horrific, the only appropriate punishment is the death penalty." Florida has two more executions scheduled in August. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Orange County's mayor has some harsh words for Florida's attorney general. Mayor Jerry Demings responded yesterday to a letter he got from Uthmeyer. The AG accused Demings and the county commission of supporting sanctuary policies and not complying with immigration laws. Uthmeyer also threatened to remove Demings and commissioners from office. Demings said yesterday that Uthmeyer is a mean-spirited, over-aggressive young man who's full of himself and doesn't know what he's doing or what he's saying.
Kennedy Space Center a little quiet here today. A SpaceX capsule intending to bring new crew members to the ISS had its launch called off earlier this morning because of unfavorable weather. Eben Brown's down at the Cape.
A SpaceX Dragon was just about ready to launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, but with a minute to go, the weather said no.
Dragon, SpaceX, bad luck on weather there. We just got clipped by a cumulus cloud right over the pad.
They'll try again tomorrow morning. On board is a crew intended to rotate into the International Space Station, including Commander Zena Cardman, who was supposed to travel up to the station last September on a different SpaceX flight but had to give up the seat to make room for the Boeing Starliner crew SpaceX had to bring back to Earth. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And lastly here, Broward County's finances are under the microscope. Auditors with Florida's DOGE department arrived today, and they're on the lookout for excessive spending. Chief Financial Officer Blaise Ngoglia says Broward County has increased property tax burdens on residents by $450 million. However, commissioners say the majority of the funds have gone to airport, seaport, and water improvements. Just about 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The city of Milton decides not to participate in the 2 mills MSTU that the county has imposed, and they're going to raise their own city tax by 1 mill. A dude gets arrested for stealing Smokey the Bear signs and trying to resell them on Facebook Marketplace. UWF won't increase tuition, but they did apparently fire their attorney, Susan Wolf, over some internal conflict. You can listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And he don't know. I dug my
key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive. Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. There was a little change in the number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week. Jenny Casola, all over the report for us.
Jobless claims remained roughly steady in the week ending July 26. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose by 1,000 to 218,000. It's fewer than expected. Those remaining on benefits, continuing claims, held at 1.9 million. Though the job market appears to be holding up, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says announced job cuts rose 29% in July, topping 62,000. Challenger says technology is leading in job cuts this year. Federal DOGE cuts, which impact nonprofits and healthcare, are contributing. Artificial intelligence was cited in more than 10,000 cuts last month. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, that's just what I do. Got some backups here on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. But far and away, our worst-looking spot right now would have to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, that's been giving us trouble for the bulk of our time on air so far this afternoon. So be on the lookout for that. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 80 tonight, with a slight chance of showers late in the evening. That's going to bleed into your Friday and subsequent weekend, where you're going to see those rainfall chances come up. But the highs aren't going to be affected too much. They'll be 93 tomorrow and 92 and 90 on Saturday and Sunday, respectively.
All right, 526 now, News Radio 92.3. Just checking the market situation. We've got a new report coming in here. Hillary Barsky is reporting on the three major markets giving up gains on the second to last day of trading. Here's Hillary.
Stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and finishing lower on the final day of trading for the month as investors digested a new crop of earnings reports ahead of President Trump's August 1st trade deadline and July's jobs report. Shares of Microsoft rose 4% and hitting an all-time high after delivering a strong earnings report, while Meta Platform stock popped 11%. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, with healthcare the worst performer. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amgen, and IBM. The Dow falling 330 points, the Nasdaq lower by 7, S&P 500 down 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the White House says Hillary Clinton had a role in the so-called Russia hoax. Spokesperson Caroline Levitt is referring to the recently declassified documents from the Russia investigation. She says the FBI and CIA were weaponized against then-candidate and now President Trump.
Well, the Northeast bracing for storms and heavy rainfall. Kind of an opposite of what's happening around here. They did say, and we were talking to Alan Strom from Channel 3 earlier, they're looking at, if you read his numbers, if you look, 60% chance of rain Saturday, 60% Sunday.
Right.
But he does preface that by saying, we're talking pop-up showers.
Yeah.
Not sustained rainfall.
Not a hurricane.
So you're going to have a great, just like I told you last weekend, forget the numbers. Go out and have a good time. Going to be nice weather. Keanna Lewis up in Hoboken, New Jersey, with more on those northeast storms today.
A strong cold front is moving into the northeast today, and it's setting the stage for heavy rain and severe thunderstorms. Now, the National Weather Service describes this as a life-threatening flash flood event, and this is as clusters of storms, some of which that will have the potential to backbuild and even train over the I-95 corridor through the evening hours, could result in over 5 inches of rain. Urban areas like New York City are especially vulnerable in this scenario. Speaking of New York City, Mayor Eric Adams and emergency management officials have issued a travel advisory starting this afternoon and going through Friday. A flood watch is also in effect, with 1 to 3 inches of rain expected and possibly more in some areas. From Hoboken, New Jersey, I'm Keanna Lewis with Fox Weather.
And Arkansas State Police say they have the man responsible for the murder of a married couple at a state park. The state's DPS Chief Mike Hager says that Andrew James McGann was taken into custody Wednesday and will face 2 counts of capital murder. He says McGann's DNA was a match to the crime scene, and McGann has admitted his guilt.
Things pretty busy up in Washington. Mike Donilon, former White House aide during the Biden administration, appeared before the House Oversight Committee in connection to a GOP-led probe into the mental fitness of former President Joe Biden. Rich Edson has more from Capitol Hill.
Committee aides say Mike Donilon, he is cooperating. He is answering questions. However, on the way in, he didn't answer our questions. Now, Donilon reportedly told the committee in a prepared statement that every president ages over 4 years, but that Biden grew stronger and wiser. A committee spokesperson says that statement is as delusional as the Biden team's claim that the president was sharp and on top of his game. Donilon, according to Axios, was paid about $4 million to work on Biden's 2024 campaign. At the president's insistence, he has said he never saw an impaired President Biden and said that Democrats melted down in the lead-up to replacing him. The Oversight Committee is investigating whether Biden aides executed policy for a diminished president using an auto pen.
And Harvard University professors are calling on leadership to protect the school's key values. 9 Harvard professors sent a letter outlining values that should be kept in mind as university officials work toward a deal with President Trump. The professors want hiring and admissions protection, classroom content determined by professors, any financial settlement to fund programs that align with the university, and to ensure the government gets no control of who leads the university.
All right, Middle East a little busy tomorrow. President Trump's top diplomats in Israel will visit food distribution sites in Gaza. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Amid a worsening humanitarian situation in the war-torn territory, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will inspect aid centers in Gaza, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says.
And secure a plan to deliver more food and meet with local Gazans to hear firsthand about this dire situation on the ground.
Dozens of Palestinians have been killed attempting to reach aid sites. Israeli officials say aid trucks have been surrounded by mobs and soldiers fired warning shots. On social media, President Trump wrote, "The fastest way to end the humanitarian crisis is for Hamas to surrender and release the hostages." At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Mortgage Daily News reporting the average rate on 30-year fixed mortgage 6.75% today. That 15-year at 6.03%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. Of course we will. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Hours ahead of President Trump's tariff deadline, officials on Capitol Hill ready to send letters to nations that didn't strike a trade deal. Senior White House Counselor for Trade Peter Navarro on the Fox News Channel says the president deserves an economic Nobel Prize.
That the biggest country and biggest market in the world can impose tariffs in order to address blatant cheating and do it in a way which increases the growth of the United States without inducing inflation.
Well, Democrats say higher costs nations paying tariffs will be passed on to American consumers. President Trump's been at odds with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, now says he regrets ever appointing him to the position.
It was a mistake. I put him in and then Biden extended him, and Biden only extended him because he knew I couldn't stand him.
President Trump's called on Powell to lower interest rates. The Fed made the decision yesterday to keep the rates unchanged. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Call her right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a new investor is coming to Community Maritime Park. Her name is Diane Hendricks. Forbes considers her the richest self-made woman with a net worth of $22.3 billion and ranked the world's 96th richest person. That must be nice. She will become a co-owner and co-developer of the planned $200 million Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and Rhythm Loft's apartment development at Community Maritime Park.
Okay, second story we're watching. Mayor Reeves postponed tonight's public discussion on renovations to the Fricker Center. The delay comes after concerns surfaced about the gentrification of historically black neighborhoods. The share of Pensacola residents who identify only as black has fallen from 30% in 2000 to 21% in 2025. That meeting has been rescheduled. Going to happen at the center on August 13th.
And more leadership changes are underway at the University of West Florida. University officials confirm Susan Wolf, who served as UWF's general counsel since 2021, is no longer employed at the school. Wolf provided legal guidance and counsel in executive and policy decision-making and was a member of the UWF president's senior leadership group. No other details have been released on Wolf's departure as of yet.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies arresting 36-year-old Gulf Breeze High School teacher Molly Mercereau after an anonymous tip revealed an alleged romantic relationship between her and a student. Mercereau was arrested on multiple felony and misdemeanor counts. She's been placed on administrative leave with a recommendation of unpaid suspension to the board. Well, Santa Rosa County Chief Deputy Randy Tiff has more on this.
Not really sure how long it lasted, how long when it really started. There's letters dating back several months that they were writing between each other. They were just little love letters about their affection for each other.
All right. Mercereau has been placed on administrative leave with the school district and was released from the Santa Rosa County Jail on a $30,000 bond.
My goodness. And a bicyclist was killed in a crash this morning in Cantonment. The accident occurred on County Road 97 near Nowak Dairy Road, involving a 64-year-old man who was biking northbound and was struck from behind by a Honda sedan driven by a woman from Pensacola. The bicyclist was pronounced dead at the scene by Escambia County EMS, and FHP is conducting an investigation.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Making trades before the baseball trade deadline. I'm Jared Max. Several major league teams were busy Wednesday altering their rosters, trading players and acquiring new ones. Former Seattle Mariner Eugenio Suarez, who's hit 36 home runs for the Diamondbacks this season and leads the National League with 87 runs batted in, appears to be on his way back to Seattle. The Diamondbacks are getting a trio of prospects from the Mariners for Suarez, who played in Seattle in 2022 and 23. This season, Suarez has 36 home runs, five fewer than the Mariners' Cal Raleigh, for the Major League lead. This trade getting worked out 1 week since the D-backs dealt first baseman Josh Naylor to the Mariners. Seattle 57-52, currently tied for the final American League wildcard playoff spot. In the National League East, the first-place Mets and second-place Phillies both made moves Wednesday. The Mets made trades with the Giants and the Cardinals for two top relief pitchers. The Mets got Submariner throwing right-hander Tyler Rogers from the Giants for three prospects and right-handed reliever Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals for three minor leaguers. Rogers has a 1.80 ERA, Helsley a 3.00 earned run average. While he has 21 saves, Helsley is expected to be a setup man to Mets closer Edwin Diaz. The Phillies traded a pair of prospects to the Twins to get closer Jolan Duran, who has a 2.01 ERA with 53 strikeouts. The Reds made a three-team trade with the Rays and the Dodgers. The Reds got right-handed pitcher Zach Littell from the Rays. Littell has an 8-8 record, 3.58 ERA. Cincinnati made another deal. The Reds got defensive-minded third baseman Key Brian Hayes in a deal with the Pirates. The Cubs got starting pitcher Mike Soroka from the Nationals for a pair of prospects. Soroka has a 3-8 record and 4.87 ERA. He's hit 14 batters this season, most in the league. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And got some update on Conor McGregor here, because, of course, he's had some legal issues over the past couple years. Well, he's being found liable by Ireland's High Court in a civil sexual assault case from 2018. The case stems from a woman's accusation that McGregor attacked her in a hotel room in Dublin, forced her onto a bed, and causing her to fear for her life. McGregor admitted that he had sex with her but denied allegations of using force. A jury ruled in the victim's favor and ordered the former UFC champion to pay out the euro equivalent of around $250,000.
Well, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, will be in action with the NFL preseason game. Detroit taking on the LA Chargers. They get that game. Our coverage starts in about an hour, 20 minutes right now.
Yes.
ESPN. So, NFL preseason has arrived. It's tonight. Very excited. Joe Morgan has the details.
After nearly 6 months, the NFL has returned. The Hall of Fame game takes place tonight at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, with the Lions and Chargers kicking off the preseason. The Lions are coming off a fantastic season that ended in heartbreak. Detroit went 15-2 and earned the top seed in the NFC playoffs before losing to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders in the divisional round. For the Chargers, it's year two under head coach Jim Harbaugh as Los Angeles looks to build on their 11-6 season. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, sports stars are joining President Trump today as he reestablishes a council to boost youth fitness. Jared Halpern is up there at the White House, has more on the story.
An executive order reestablishes the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition and directs that council create a school-based program and restart the presidential fitness test at schools. That test was first introduced during the Johnson administration in 1966. It was replaced with a new assessment by the Obama administration in 2012. Some high-profile athletes are joining the council, which will be chaired by pro golfer Bryson DeChambeau. Other members are NFL kicker Harrison Butker, former NFL star Lawrence Taylor, pro golfer Annika Sorenstam, and wrestler Triple H. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with your Sports Minute. Preseason football is finally here. I'm sure I hear a bunch of you being like, I can't really tell anything out of preseason. Yes, you can. Here are the things you should look for. Can your team get in and out of the huddle? Can your team get people on and off the sidelines? Can they run plays effectively? Can they just be operationally good, let alone look at rotations in the offensive line and defensive tackles, and you'll find out some of the dudes who are going to be playing their way up to second and third string. I'm Gresh.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late for kickoff. We should be at the game by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I've got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We missed tailgating because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas. Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cashback just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the whole first quarter.
Football fans, download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEASON25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEASON25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEASON25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SEASON25.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a Nebraska father is facing charges after his five-month-old son died in a hot car during Monday's heat advisory. Ted Linder has more for us.
Police in Hastings say 36-year-old Jeremy Hansen left the baby in a vehicle outside the Pacha Soap Company, where the child was later found unresponsive. First responders tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Hansen's been charged with negligent child abuse resulting in death. Temperatures were in the upper 90s at the time. The case has rocked the small community, with some rallying around the grieving family, raising over $37,000 and donating meals for their three surviving children. Ted Linder, Fox News.
And one person is dead and 22 are injured in New York City from an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease. City health officials say the disease was first detected last week in Manhattan's Harlem neighborhood. No details have been released on who died. Legionnaires, it's a type of pneumonia caused by a bacteria that is found in warm water and has been known to grow in spas, hot tubs, humidifiers, water tanks, and large AC systems.
Well, an Alabama inmate got a real big surprise after surgery. Therese Crowley is looking into the story for us.
Serving 5 years for robbery and theft, now the shoe is on the other foot for an Alabama inmate who claims a doctor cut off too many of his toes. It all began with a spider bite. Atmore inmate Demphus Kimball's medical malpractice complaint says a spider bit his big toe last year, and the prison medical unit gave him antibiotics. But when the infection spread to his foot, he was sent to a local doctor to operate. Kimball says the doctor gave him the option to just cut off the big toe. But when he woke up after surgery, he screamed, "Why did you do this to me?" All his toes on the right foot were gone. Now in pain, with trouble balancing and walking, he's suing the doctor and a Fountain Correctional doctor for $2 million. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Okay.
You'll be hobbling. You heard it just like I did.
You'll be hobbling, but you'll be a hobbling rich man, that's for sure.
Absolutely. All right. 545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather. Local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, indeed I am. Let's see what we got here. Our biggest problem has been all afternoon, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Don't know what the deal is there. We were dealing with an accident report last hour, but it seems like it has not lessened in the slightest, so you might be better off just avoiding that spot if you can. Our main spot outside of that, I-10, if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that is on a visible decline, so there's some good news for you. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, 92 degrees right now, low of 80 this evening. Going to see some very slight rain chances start to bleed into play as we head into your Friday. Friday and the weekend are going to have highs start to trickle down a little bit, but that's only because the rainfall chances are trickling up.
Yeah, a lot of sunshine this afternoon. Not a bad-looking afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Temps continue to rise across the country, but some relief could actually be on the way. Here's Adam Klotz with the latest forecast.
Extreme heat remains locked in across the southern plains and deep south, with heat indices climbing up to 110 degrees from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley. A cool down is arriving in the northern tier, with cooler, drier air spreading across the Great Lakes and into the northeast. Along the I-95 corridor, a stalled front is triggering rounds of heavy rain from Washington, D.C. to Boston. Flash flood watches are in effect, and several inches of rain could lead to urban and small stream flooding throughout the night. Severe storms are possible in the upper Midwest and the Ohio Valley, with damaging winds the main threat. Out west, fire danger remains high in parts of Northern California, in the Northwest, where red flag warnings are in place. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Inflation picking up slightly, a little bit higher last month. Jenny Casola dissecting those numbers for us.
Inflation numbers are slightly worse than anticipated for June. The PCE price index rose 0.3%, up 2.6% for the year ending in June. Core PCE, excluding food and energy, rose to 2.8%. Though core PCE inflation has come down significantly since peaking at 5.6% in February of 2022, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said yesterday that inflation remains somewhat elevated, a consideration for the Fed as it decided not to lower interest rates this week. Powell also said labor market conditions remain solid. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Apple reported third quarter earnings today that surpassed Wall Street expectations for profit and revenue. iPhone sales grew 13% year over year, and overall revenue growth went up by 10%, Apple's largest quarterly revenue growth since December of 2021. iPhone revenue increased year over year by more than $4.3 billion. President Trump is announcing that Washington reached a full and complete trading deal with South Korea, setting blanket tariffs on the country's exports to the U.S. at a lower rate of 15%. CVS Health reported second quarter earnings and revenue that topped estimates, raising its adjusted profit outlook. Shares of the retail drugstore chain are currently up slightly. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow losing close to 0.75%, the S&P 500 off the pace by 23, and the NASDAQ slid by 7. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, some states are kicking off their sales tax-free holidays just in time for back-to-school shopping. Those states happen to be Florida. One of them. So he's kick it off tomorrow, and it goes throughout the whole month of August. Save yourself some bucks here. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Sales tax holidays are a good chance to save money, and that can add up when coupled with back-to-school shopping deals. Florida, Iowa, Ohio, and South Carolina are launching their sales tax holidays tomorrow. Florida's lasts the entire month of August and includes personal computers and laptops with a $1,500 price cap. Ohio's holiday runs through August 14th and includes all tangible personal property priced at $500 or less, with some exceptions. But you need to shop fast in Iowa, where it's in effect only on Friday and Saturday and includes clothing and footwear that are $100 or less. South Carolina's holiday includes school supplies and computers, but only runs through Sunday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the high price of pharmaceuticals has gotten the attention of the White House. Spokesperson Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. pays three times the price for drugs compared to other countries, and President Trump's determined to change that. Leavitt says Trump is sending out letters to the CEOs of several drug companies telling them it's unacceptable. The letters will be asking for immediate relief and includes a 60-day deadline.
Let me see. Bouncers, guys at the fair that guess your age, a couple of items there that fall into this category. YouTube will soon make some artificial intelligence and machine learning moves to determine your age. Now, this is interesting. Edmund Brown has more.
Bouncers at bars and nightclubs will want to check your ID, but now YouTube is going to be using AI to determine your age and whether or not you should be allowed to view certain videos. Either its creators or the system itself has flagged as potentially inappropriate. On their blog, YouTube says when teen users are identified by the AI, it will automatically engage its protections, like turning off targeted ads and turning on reminders to take a break from watching endless videos. And if you swear you are old enough, YouTube will allow you to use credit cards or government IDs to verify your age. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Chris, you and I were talking about this earlier. Over 100 JCPenney stores are being sold to a private equity firm for more than $900 million. The deal consists of 119 stores, including more than 20 in Texas, and comes 5 years after the once popular department store declared bankruptcy. All 119 JCPenney stores will remain open, and it's unclear what's planned for them. But our location is not included in this.
You're absolutely right. It is the only JCPenney location actually in Florida. JCPenney selling six of its Florida stores, including locations Clearwater, Panama City Beach, and Wellington, Florida. So, we are very fortunate to have that store, and it's going to stay here. I like that. Delta Airlines says a flight out of Salt Lake City bound for Amsterdam was forced to make an emergency landing in Minneapolis after encountering significant turbulence. It resulted in dozens of passengers being injured and taken to the hospital. Matt Flynn has your details.
These passengers were prepared to fly across the world from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Instead, this Delta flight makes an emergency landing in Minneapolis. One passenger told our affiliate Fox 13 that the turbulence came in waves and then caused a sudden drop. Flight attendants and beverage carts were thrown into the air, hitting the ceiling as well. Delta says the plane was an Airbus A330-900. It made the emergency landing at Minneapolis-St. Paul last night after, quote, significant turbulence. Delta writing, medical personnel met the flight upon arrival to evaluate customers and crew. 25 of those on board were taken to local hospitals for evaluation and care. We are grateful for the support of all emergency responders involved.
All right, 5:52 on the nose here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll give you one final check of your roads and weather for this hour. We'll also give you some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this Thursday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
But they fought with
.55 Heads up, Pensacola. You do have a career as a DJ, let me tell you.
Don't know if that song will fly now.
Okay. Austin Price, he's in. He's playing the tunes. He's looking at the weather. He's looking at local traffic. He's doing it all this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of everything here. Thank you for that introduction. Let's see what we got here. Man, it's still Gulf Breeze Parkway. This place is really killing the vibe right now. If you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, that is a nightmare. We had an accident reported there last hour, and the congestion has not lessened remotely.
I believe it.
The only other spot giving us trouble is Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has heavily subsided. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 80 tonight, slight rainfall chances bleeding into your next few days, and as the rainfall chances tick up, the highs are going to slowly but surely tick down.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, another country superstar is actually calling it quits. Thought I'd share this with you. John Michael Montgomery finalizing plans for a final concert to end his decades-long country music career. This caught me by surprise. Here's the latest from Michelle Polino. I
swear. John Michael Montgomery has taken his final bow in his hometown. The 60-year-old country star announced Tuesday that he'll perform his last concert December 12th at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, before retiring from touring. Tickets go on sale Friday. Montgomery posted on Instagram, writing, "It's time to bring it all back home for the last show." His brother Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry, son Walker Montgomery, and son-in-law Travis Denning are set to join him on stage. The I Swear singer announced his retirement in a Facebook post last year, saying that 2025 would mark his farewell tour after more than 30 years in country music. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Justin Timberlake opening up with fans about his battle with Lyme disease. The 44-year-old singer revealed the diagnosis in an Instagram post today. He shared that he was shocked when he first got the diagnosis and added that living with this can be relentlessly debilitating, both mentally and physically. Timberlake also revealed that he even considered putting an end to touring, but ultimately decided to keep going.
Okay, one generation seems to be embracing that cheap date concept. It's still around, I guess. Lillian Wu has the explanation.
Gen Z adults, those in their teens and 20s, are not splashing out for big dates as they're faced with higher living costs, according to a Bank of America survey. More than 50% of respondents say they don't spend any money on dating each month. Of those who do, 25% of men and 30% of women say they drop less than $100 a month. Of the more than 900 surveyed, more than half say they don't feel they've made enough money to live the life they want. They also don't have 3 months' worth of emergency savings, and fewer are benefiting from the largesse of parents and family, with financial support falling to 39% from 46% a year ago. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Now listen, I'm Gen Z, and I'm stingy with my money. Relationships are a lot of time and a lot of money, and I like to share neither. But I do get the whole cheaper date concept because it's all about spending time with someone you care about. That's what it is. It's more that than the lavish stuff.
Making you feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel great.
Okay. Okay, bookstores. Here's another one you need to think about. Bookstores aren't so sure to list this book under fact or fiction. And what I'm talking about, former VP Kamala Harris has announced she has a new book coming out.
Mm.
Chris Foster has an explanation for us.
It's called 107 Days, for how long her historically short campaign lasted after President Biden dropped out of the race last July 21st.
I've spent a lot of time reflecting on those days, talking with my team, my family, my friends, and pulling my thoughts together. In essence, writing a journal that is this book, 107 Days.
A story that ends with her losing to President Trump on November 5th.
I believe there's value in sharing what I saw, what I learned, and what I know it will take to move forward.
The book's published by Simon & Schuster, out September 23rd. Harris announced this week she will not run for governor of California next year. She hasn't said anything publicly about running for president again in 2028. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, Mega Millions tomorrow night. 140 million, 62 million going out the door there. So good luck, play wisely on that. Coming up in 12 minutes, more news. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.